lottery losers, the stories of some very unlucky winners. What would you do if you won the lottery? Hopefully you wouldn't do anything as careless as these lottery losers.
Michael Carroll is known as the Lotto Lout. He won a £9.7 million jackpot in 2002 at the age of just 19. Unfortunately, the former rubbish collector literally threw the money down the drain. After winning the cash, Michael bought 4 houses, a holiday villa in Spain, 2 convertible BMWs, a couple of Mercedes-Benz cars, several quad bikes, and lots of jewelry. He also spent £10,000 on a BMW Z3 that he'd lent to someone and then forgot about, and £50,000 on a huge 2-day party, as well as giving £37,035 to friends who claimed they were about to lose their home, and paying £70,000 to bail his mum out of jail. Incredibly, by 2010, Michael had spent all the money and was claiming job seeker's allowance. He also had to apply for his old job picking up other people's rubbish.
Another lottery winner ended up in jail. Former Royal Air Force pilot Nigel Gardner-Hale left his job in 2000 after discovering he'd won £3.4 million on the lottery. He bought a £300,000 house complete with an indoor swimming pool where he organized parties attended by people he didn't know. But a few months later, he was arrested after hosting a drug-fueled party at his home. So, he had to serve a year in prison before he could continue spending his winnings. During the trial, his lawyer said, "Nigel accepts the party got out of control. He's a young man of 30 years, but his life has changed considerably." Until this lottery win, he had a remarkable career in the RAF. His report makes reference to his team's spiritedness, popularity, and suitability for promotion. He shone in every area. What a waste.